Today, they mourned in Tehran. Massive crowds of people flooded the streets of the Iranian capital for the funeral of General Qasem Soleimani. He was killed last Friday in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad, in Iraq. It was ordered by President Trump. The reverberations from Soleimani's killing could potentially be enormous for the Middle East, the United States, and the world. Iran now says it's pulling back from the 2015 nuclear agreement. In Iraq, the government is taking steps toward demanding that American troops leave the country. We're going to start our coverage today with the world's Shirin Jafari. Shirin, tell us more about what you've been seeing from Tehran today.
Like you said, Marco, the crowd in Tehran was huge today, from what I've seen on social media as well as the Iranian state media. Some people have compared the number of people out on the street today to the size of crowd that we saw back in 1989 when the previous supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, passed away. And today, people were chanting slogans, they were carrying pictures of Qasem Soleimani, and a lot of them said they wanted answers from the U.S.
So today, the general's remains were paraded through Tehran. What do we know about what happens next?
Today, his body was taken to Tehran University, where the supreme leader prayed over the coffin. And the footage from the funeral shows the supreme leader weeping. And what happens next is that Soleimani's remains will be taken to the city of Qom. That's a holy city about 2 hours' drive from Tehran. And tomorrow, his coffin will be taken to his hometown of Kerman, and that's where he will be laid to rest.
What have you been hearing about why the U.S. carried out this attack?
Well, we have heard several explanations so far. One, which was announced pretty quickly on Friday, was that the U.S. officials had credible intelligence that Qasem Soleimani was planning attacks against American diplomats and armed forces in Iraq and other countries in the region, and that this drone attack was about self-defense.
Are they still offering some kind of information or explanation, though?
The explanation shifted. And it turned into, well, Qasem Soleimani was a bad actor in the region, and that over the years, he had ordered or planned many attacks against the U.S. and its partners. So far, there are various explanations.
And what has Iran been saying about its response?
In Iran, one word has been repeated in the past few days, and that's revenge. Iranian officials have said that Iran plans to respond for sure, and maybe even militarily, but they haven't given any more details. Today, at the funeral procession in Tehran, Qasem Soleimani's daughter gave a fiery speech, and she said her father's blood was not spilled in vain.
America and Sahyonis bedanand shahadat pedaram.
Marco, she also said that her father's killing will bring Iran and Iraq closer together.
And what about Iran's government? How have they responded?
The Iranian government says it will no longer comply with some of the terms of the nuclear deal that it signed with world powers in 2015. President Trump walked away from the deal last year. But to be clear, Iran is still going to let inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to come in and inspect its nuclear facilities, because it continues to be a member of the NPT.
Right, Iran's still in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So talk of revenge in Tehran, and the U.S. is sending more troops, it sounds like.
Yes, the U.S. is sending about 2,500 Marines to the Middle East. The Pentagon won't say when or where these forces are going to be deployed. At the same time, the U.S. says it will pause its operations against the Islamic State in Iraq and in Syria. That's out of caution for the safety of American personnel. NATO has also said it will suspend its mission against ISIS. Here's what Jens Stoltenberg, NATO's Secretary General, said today.
The safety of our personnel is paramount. As such, we have, for the time being, suspended our training on the ground. And we are taking all precautions necessary to protect our people.
So both the U.S. and NATO have now paused their operations against ISIS, and it's not clear how long that will last.
The world's Shirin Jafari. Thanks very much for the update.
No problem, Marco.